Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't got nothing to do with no Holy Quran. Ain't got nothing to do with no city called Mecca. He called you Muslim righteous by nature. Because before there was a Quran, you were righteous by nature. Before there was a holy city Mecca, you were a Muslim and righteous by nature. You weren't just making a holy pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca. You were making holy pilgrimages to the sacred and the holy city of Abydos. You were making sacred pilgrimages to Ile Ife. You were making the sacred pilgrimage all over key points of Africa. And you understood the one God. You called the one God either in the feminine or in the masculine by different names. But you always believed in the one God long before there was a prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm at the crossroads in my life, but there are things that I cannot forget and I cannot put down. I believe with all of my heart that the white man is the devil, and I must teach that he is the devil. I cannot back down from that. I must teach that he is the devil. All praise is due to Allah. Whether you like me or not, whether you accept me or not, whether you condemn me or not, whether you suspend me or not, the goddamn white man is the devil, and I will teach it from the cradle to the grave. Always teach it. Because I know that you are a fickle people. I know that you are a flip-flop, wishy-washy people. I know that you are different strokes for different folks, but it's different ways on different days. Oh, yes, you are. Ah, damn it, if somebody don't continue to remind you, you'll try to walk in the slave theater with Susie Ronwickel on your arm. Yes, you will. Damn it, sister, you'll try to come in here with Bob, Bill, Larry. Sister will try to come in here with Merv, with Doug. God damn it, Doug can't come in. Cindy, Kathy, keep Heather the hell out of here. No Heather in here. Hell no. This is the slave theater. Well, why does Brother Alton Maddox leave the name slave on it? Because, goddammit, we're still in the land of our bondage. We're still in the land of captivity. We're still a slave to the Democratic Party. Still a slave to the Republican Party. You can't even see a Freedom Party. You don't see it. You're a slave. I'm a slave, and unless we admit that we are slaves, then we can never get free. Never get free. The first thing a slave must do is admit I'm in bondage, admit I'm in captivity, admit that I'm a slave and Giuliani is a slave master, admit that I'm a slave and Clinton is a slave master, admit that I'm a slave and Cuomo is a slave master. That's the only way you can get free. Stop walking around acting hip, slick, cute, and cool with Hoochie and Coochie and Poochie and Gucci and all that stuff. You're a slave. You can't wait to get out of here and get a good night's sleep so you can go to your elevator plantation tomorrow. You're a slave. You're a slave to your car note. You're a slave to your rent. You're a slave to your lease. You're a slave to your telephone bill. You're a slave to your light bill, your gas bill. You're a slave. And God damn it, this is the slave theater, and all the radical slaves come here. The Nat Turner slaves come here. The Harriet Tubman slaves come here. The Denmark Beasley slaves come here. This is the slave theater. All praise is due to Allah. This is a slave theater. I'm a slave. As I told Devil Hugh, Phil Devil Hugh, I say I'm one of the rebellious slaves. I'm not a peaceful slave. I'm not a compromising slave. I'm not a skinning, grinning, shuffling, scratching, boot-licking, butt-licking slave. I'm a slave that don't give a damn about you, cracker. Don't care nothing about you. Don't give a damn whether I see another cracker or not. I want to be free. I'm a slave who wants to organize the rest of the slaves. I looked at the crackers on 125th Street. Some of you trembled when you saw them. I was inspired. I couldn't sleep. I was dreaming of confrontation with the enemy. Every slave must dream of confrontation with the enemy. I want to organize some black men. What would have happened if 500 black men would have showed up on 125th Street? I ain't talking about with no damn picket sign.
What he get for that? I will smash you, beat you down, kick, bruise, and bat you. I have to break your molecules and regrab you. You stick to in your gutter, hold your white spook. Off duty cop, kicked in the mouth with my boot. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies, never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Black liberation armies never hit him. It's the first time they got your tongue. As I pound the ground, concrete still erupting. You're blazing, I'm still amazing. No interruption, no hesitation to take a house nigga's head. Cause I'm sick of these coonin' niggas with them pretty ass dreads. And I'm sick of hippity songs, every verse is full of lead. And I'm sick of the radio keeping our babies misled. And I'm sick of these faggot niggas come dripping on your face, on your knees for this crack. I can't stand your own way. And I'm sick of happy niggas with these Happy Meal deals. And these Jewish ass labels don't love you for real. And I'm sick of every rapper claiming he poppin' still. He's a bitch for real, you never dreamed to kill. You're living fancy lust. Black Panthers making Bush open us. Walking through the path, Harriet Tubman set for us. Let's go through the math, revolution man is a must. We have come to clash everything that's irrelevant. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. I'm a warrior, trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist, trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. Building black liberation armies never hit him. It's the first time they got your target. As my thoughts maintain to always remain black. Creep the other night, a devil named Jill got jacked. Big time boss man, run to the crossway. You put the steel in his mouth, take his wife in his den. Kill the home at the hotel to spend up all the things. I used to sleep in the street, so I don't need no fucking friends. All your crack won't be fitting me, but still be loving your enemy. Residing in stupidity, but for my foes, I got no pity. Rather not be dead, the women moving out my city. But I've been watching back up with them niggas who want to go stick me. Niggas
saying suck. Everyone, them getting shifty. Got body getting funky. Now they call me Mr. Shitty. I'm on the hydro skunk and back for sweets. Eyes red as fire. Now I'm ready to crush your feet. Mayday, mayday. Now it's time to kill the beast. A new world order clan. No dino, no man up from the east. I'm a Wookiee. Trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies. Never AM is the first time. Take out your target. I'm a Wookiee. Trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies. Never hit him. It's the first time. Take out your target. I'm a Wookiee. Trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies. Never hit him. It's the first time. Take out your target. I'm a Wookiee. Trained by Khalid Muhammad. I'm a terrorist. Trained by the Black Panther Party revolutionist. I'm building black liberation armies. Never hit him. It's the first time. Take out your target.
You're listening live right here on Due to Knowledge Radio, the Fuck Whitey's Christmas. And I'm going to add, while we're at it, since I know you fucking bastards in the radar van is not too far, fuck you too. And with that being said, we're going to take some time and really, 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 really go through some things that consistently hold us black from freedom and independence. As I was looking around today and just trying to watch the news, it just fucking amazes me how these damn bed-winching ass black women who call themselves newscasters or...
Peace, Logan.
Peace, God. Yes, yes.
So you ain't hear nothing I said, huh?
Man, I didn't hear a fucking word. I got kicked off, and then I called black in.
Ooh, shit.
I didn't hear shit, G.
No. Who would have knew what time it was? These handkerchief head, stocking, stuffing, stocking, hanging, intestinal tree, U-tide cheering, homosexual ass motherfuckers are so here.
Fucking seen this nigga today with a goddamn elf suit on. I mean, the little green shoes, God.
Oh,
the vest,
shit.
Everything. And I said, look at us, man. Look at us. Niggas standing in the middle of the street. Jolly. Little Christmas tree in one hand and a little ass mistletoe in another hand. Talking about some goddamn 'tis the season to be jolly. Merry Christmas.
You know I had to get it. Yeah, God.
Fuck White's Christmas, and nigga, fuck you for standing out here looking like a goddamn Sambo. Ain't none of these crackers coming over here to give you a damn dime. They're laughing at you. Look at this nigga.
Right.
Look at Sambo Jimmy. Boy, I tell you.
Now so, today they want to show you our warrior ancestor, Baba Shaka Mushu Baba Shango. Now, today they want to show you. Today they got the videos up. Today they got the pictures up. Today they got the book covers that they done got off the internet acting like it's in their goddamn library. Today they want to show you. They want to show you today. Today they want to show you our warrior ancestor, Baba Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the war general. Today they want to show you why they dreaming of a goddamn white Christmas. That's what they're doing, God, today. So that's what you meant. That's what you missed in the interlude, and they made sure that you missed it because I ain't need to tell you shit.
Yo, and it's crazy. Because I'm sitting here like, I knew these motherfuckers was going to do some bullshit tonight. I knew that. Inevitably.
The buttons was working, so I'm like, okay, I'm good to go. And hell no, I ain't good to go. Buttons working and all that. You ain't hear the song. You ain't hear nothing, huh?
I heard Dr. Khalid, and I heard my song. After that,
yeah, that was it.
I heard nothing. And then I got kicked off. So, are we on? Are we on?
Yep. Yeah, we on. We on, guys.
All right. So, listen. Family, we're going to take small music break. Let me gather my bearings here and get this shit back in order. And we're going to be right back with you. Don't move. Thank y'all for being patient. You know how it is. You know how it go. Every week we go through some bullshit with these damn devils. But we're going to rock and roll in just a little while. Sit tight, Black family. The call-in number, if you're listening via the internet, 929-477-1755. If you want to call in with some Fuck Whitey's Christmas cheers and just get it off your chest, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've been on the plantation today, all goddamn day, full of the Christmas spirit. I know. So this is the place to come unwind. Get it all out. So call in, strong Fuck Whitey's Christmas, and we'll be right back with you. Power.
Move away from your goddamn Christmas tree for an hour. That shit ain't going no goddamn where. It'll still be there when your coon ass come back.
Style murder. They have no remorse cause they commit of murderers. Haven't you ever heard of a cracker? But of course, cause that's your master. See, I walk around black. Tom's got they back, they necks is getting snatched. Snap, react to this revolutionary rapper. This is your first chapter in a book out the brook. To this day they still lynching. They ass got to die. Cracker, tell me how the fuck you gather. My yasa will let you live or even get captured. Buck, buck. My bulldog sound shakes the ground. Buck, buck. My hollow points pierce your crown. Hope what I said pierce your head. Cause now I'm probably wanted by the feds. But I refuse to live in fear. So I'm planning to kill crackers like I'm King Samir. It's Black Power. Yeah. It's that Brother Beaumont mass murdering crackers. What, you feel like you want to get caught up? Pack of woods better recognize. United Front came to chastise. So if you cross U.S., remember the penalty is death. No love for the other side. Yeah, I roll with the ambassador. Bullet chick crackers in the bladder, just like a catheter. Crackers getting massacred, repping for Mama Africa. Can't wait to blast you up. I mentioned to split your wig up. Can't pull this trigger fast enough. Catch a devil in my hood, he will get robbed. I study with my mind on the books like a legit job. Omawali and Bomani, that's a big problem. When we pull a pin out like grenades and we spit bombs. Uncle Tom, you stand up and pledge allegiance while I stay inside my seat like I was paraplegic. Bring pressure like a tourniquet. Killer cracker tournament for the love of the sport. My train of thought is like Colin Ferguson. Yeah. Brother Quayle, bring the burners in. The rest of these dudes, big boys who never turn them in. You a sleeve bag, rocking lip gloss and pink knee pads. You claim you spit crack, I spit rehab. Sharpshooter in New York like I was J.R. Smith. But I shoot crackers, I'm repping for Trayvon. And once I let the AR spit, all you hear is black, black instead of AR click. No hesitation, I will spray y'all quick. Loading rounds inside the AR, longest crayons.
That's how we stay alive. Kill crackers or be killed. That's how our brothers survive. It's black power.
Telling you about, and you know we was gonna do that thing. But yo, today's that day. Yo, let's go.
Stopped in the burbs, turned a random doorknob, walked in the house like,
is anybody home?
Corny ass K-bitch at the door about to greet, oh, made her forehead a peephole when I bust through that screen door. Ran to the back, shot her man in the back. He was running, I was gunning, that was the plan of attack. Grandpa in the backyard with a bag of charcoal, snuck up on him, put his grill on the grill.
Yo, that's harsh, oh.
Where the hell you come from? Didn't I say wait in the car, yo?
Yo, I thought I heard a noise.
Go back to the car, bro.
Right.
Keep the engine running, honk if you hear something. I gotta look upstairs, make sure nobody seen nothing. Not even 2 minutes, I hear that sucker peeling. I'm doing God's work, and I got a funny feeling that this dude called the cops, and they probably calling SWAT. I got this itty bitty nine, I had that fully in the car. Upstairs clear, the attic in the basement too. Must be my lucky day, I found an AR in that basement.
Cool,
threw it over, then I hopped the fence. Back door wide open, ran up the steps, then I crept. Walk by your mirror, seen brain fragments and flesh.
Man, I gotta change my clothes
before the dragnet is set. When I hit the living room, a dude is banging his pet, staring the headlight effect. When he was handed his death, still got the AR. I ain't handle it yet, still Glock until hammer go. But I got nine in the clip. Man, I'm from the Isles, I gotta find a machete, maroon style. I wanna sever some heads off they necks. Clever bet. Matter of fact, fireplace lumber.
Check.
So I know they got an axe. Went to the kitchen, got the cleaver, feel this. Time to lighten my load so I could jet like Revis. Jumped another fence before I did lose the nine. Made it look like Mr. Doggy Style committed suicide.
Same gun.
Maybe he committed the neighbor's homicide.
I already got an alibi.
That Mobutu gotta die. Seen a nanny look like my mammy. Put that knife to her face. Told her like Mark Essex, I'm only killing Whitey today. Gagged her, tied her up, and went upstairs. From the steps I could see two crackers up there. The man threw up his hands and he said, please don't hurt her, my wife is pregnant, she's expecting on the third, sir. I don't give a damn, I let that trigger blam. Come here Molly, for you I got bigger plans. Slit her throat, slit her stomach, oh. When that baby hit the floor, I stomped that cracker like a roach. Now nanny tied up, I got that AR axe and knife. If it were up to you, what should I do with my life? Are the pigs coming, do I go out in a blaze? Are they not coming, do I war another day? Do I catch up to the traitor and make him pay? Do I kill more crackers or take my own life away? I let you decide how the story plays. Praise Nat Turner to God be the glory. I know it's gory, hey. Plenty dead crackers from infant to old age. Is it refreshing or unsettling? When I put it to your ears, if it's uncomfortable,
why listen to Black Death all day?
That's a lesson you gotta question
before you get in my face.
Stone cold hypocrite.
Zimmerman must be innocent.
That cracker should be at the bottom of the damn river. Trayvon Martin. Ramali Graham. Javis Carter. Oscar Grant. Raker Boyd. Ayanna Jones. It's a long list. Should I keep going? Marissa Alexander. Eric Oliver. She had an abusive man. He stood up to a mob of them. You wanna nitpick Instagram and Twitpick. When the police violate, you don't wanna flick. We at war and you don't seem to know. Bad enough for when our people get killed. You ain't mad enough. If I bust in a crowd of crackers, are they innocent?
I know exactly who you are,
depending on your answer. We at war and you don't seem to know. Bad enough for when our people get killed. You ain't mad enough.
What's the matter, dawg? Is something wrong? You alright? After all, it's just a song. Why the uproar? People, come on. Is something wrong? It's just a song.
They kill us in real life. I just wish them harm. It's just a song. It's just a song. But you ain't mad enough. Nah, you ain't mad enough. No, you ain't mad enough. Yes, we ain't mad enough. You ain't mad enough. Nah, you ain't mad enough. You ain't mad enough. Guess we ain't mad enough. But you ain't mad enough. Nah, you ain't mad enough. No, you ain't mad enough. Guess we ain't mad enough. You ain't mad enough. Nah, you ain't mad enough. You ain't mad enough. Guess we ain't mad enough.
Knowledge born.
Yeah.
United front.
Tell it.
What you want, what you want, what you want.
To the Knowledge Radio.
We in here.
Yo.
What you got? Dot.
Work hard as a slave to one day be your savior. The wave unwavering. This is a labor of love. Rise with a purpose every day. Invigorated. If we were on TV, we'd be 10 times syndicated. If we waited for validation, a paycheck or accolades, we'd be starved, already lost or ran away. But when you're square, solid, and you circle too, you don't need a place for silence. The concept is conquered through. Media, not areas of people activity. A mix that don't lose ethnicity. Tightness that don't lose elasticity. Explicitly, this isn't where we give the novice regard. Nah, this is where knowledge is born. Last time that I checked, I'm undefeated. Deliver edict, can't resist. When the gods build and manifest freedom. When lines get crossed, they may push a loss, cause they get handed a check. We kick a can and cancel your cancerous gestures. A prophet vision, precision, the prescription for the sickness is to inoculate your fate with the winning. Arrogant beginnings turn to humble endings. And US with KBA is a win-win. 1K, 1K.
United Front. Brooklyn, Toronto, what up?
I hate you. Couldn't find more beautiful words, more suitable words to berate you. For some money, for some power, my son couldn't date you. You be wanting to swallow babies and claiming he raped you. Never. I will never let you kill him. You gon' try to lynch him. You gon' paint him as a villain, try to Emmett Till him. German, English, or Sicilian, it don't make a difference. Try to hurt one of my children, throw you off a building. It's war. As blood covers the shores, the whirlwind has returned to Garvey and us all. We prepared for revolution with Garvey type resolve. Till the issue was resolved. How do you trust a psychopath who go around conquering lands? His aspiration is the love for a man. How do you trust the peace officer with revolver in hand who's known to start sparking the dark of the tan? How do you trust a school system that teaches you a slave and neglect that you were victim? Then they ship you right to prison. No own would you live and be the first to be evicted. And it's really that specific. You take it as a joke. Malcolm tried to tell you when you taking it for quotes. Take the information, take it to the babies. Organize some brothers down to take a crack at throat. We won't make it if you don't. My black power is anti-white, cause they anti-life. Kill a cracker, it's a chance I might. See a thief, you cut his hands on sight. Put your hands up, fight on our behalf to advance our flight. Show they dealing with some men, not mice. Say the meek shall inherit the earth, but the weak shall be fleeced and be buried in dirt. Say amen from the church. We can only die second if we bury them first. See, we disregard history, scoff at our traditions, and believe in the mystery. It makes no sense to me. Jesus Christ was the first of the slave ships, packed full of Africans, locked up, chained with. They gave me a machete to go chop up Cain with. We fighting for our freedom, so we chop up caves, bitch. Yeah, and kill whoever they came with. You can't reform devil, you ain't never gonna change him.
Black Power, RBG, United Front, Sapo Gang, University Ave, Dita Green, Doc Mockey, Mental Son, Knowledge Bomb. Let's get him.
Black power, black power, black power, black power. A BB for Hodier and all of the warrior salutes to our warriors tonight. And we're here, we're live. Fuck Whitey's Christmas. And God damn it, I hate this hella day. Seriously, man. It just irks the hell out of me. But I want to know how many of you that are listening, now that we're moving into 2020, what is your preparation plan? What is your evacuation plan? And how much more goddamn money are you gonna, or we gonna continue to spend frivolously on bullshit? How many of y'all actually went out, and don't lie to yourself, but you know damn well you went out tizzing the season buying bullshit. Bullshit. Buying fake-ass Christmas trees and ornaments and all of this stuff that the very Bible and the Quran teaches you against. So, yes, Baba Khalid was right and exact. We are still fucking slaves. Slaves. Can't wait for a cracker hella day to come around. You try to be more goddamn Santa Claus than this motherfucker that they project to you. Every time I turn around today, niggas, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Holidays. But niggas are still suffering. You know how many brothers and sisters I done seen homeless today? So while you niggas out teasing the fucking season, our people are out here starving. Out here begging for pennies and nickels and dimes. The brother said, anything. I don't give a damn what you put in the cup. Please, just help me out. It's Christmas time. This is fucking sad. That black men gotta walk around begging with a fucking paper cup, man. There's nothing cute about that shit. We're at an all-time goddamn low. When black people have to stoop that low. Begging is not survival. Hell no. Begging your enemies is not fucking survival. Listen. What does all this have to do with Christmas? Has everything to do with goddamn Christmas. Because people try to use this day to get over, get a little extra. Huh? A cracker smile in your face a little harder. Maybe give you one or two extra pats on the head. Might give you a little extra slice of ham. You just may get an extra pineapple with a little extra dip of fucking glaze on it. And the sadder thing is, you niggas will be happy. Happy as hell. Fuck Whitey's Christmas. Today's degree. is wisdom, power, all being born to God, to self. Uh-oh. Now, I've done quite many builds on God and self. But let's look at it here from this perspective. Today, you worship a motherfucker that does not even exist. And you break your goddamn slave necks to spend all your money on today for a motherfucking faggot-ass cracker that does not even exist. Never existed. So today, while you worship a fucking devil being born, the lessons say in today's degree, in the wisdom power degree, in the 1 to 30, it says, how long did it take him to make devil? How long did it take him? Who is the him? Yahoo. How long did it take Yahoo to make devil? See? So the original foundation of this peck of wood was not born on no goddamn December 25th. So the answer, it says, 600 years. He was engrafting the devil or making him from the original man, from the black man. 600 years. It took Yaqub to make devil. So we're not even talking about the 6,000 yet. We're talking about this motherfucker's first 600. Right? Now, we know everything this bastard does, he operates on a mathematical equation of 6. Right? So here we have his grafting process. Does not mean he was in full throttle yet. This is just the grafting process. 600 years. Right? So today, while you celebrating a motherfucker being born, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is teaching us of a motherfucker who's not even in creation yet. So now, while you out jingle fucking belly, let's go back to the degree of who is that mystery God? Answer, there is not a mystery God. The Son of Man has searched for that mystery God for trillions of years and was unable to find a mystery God. So the real man has searched for this mystery man, and this mystery man ain't been found yet. This fucking fat-ass peck of wood called Satan Claus ain't been found yet. The Son of Man has been searching for this fat motherfucker for the last couple of hundreds of years, and we have come to the conclusion that this bastard does not exist. As all of your other fairy tales and fucking European fantasies. Huh? Y'all wish Mickey Mouse was fucking alive. You wish Hello Kitty and all of these little cracker-ass characters was alive because you niggas are so programmed that you take falsehood for truth and truth for falsehood. So I know the white man told you in the Bible that animals can talk, that the serpent talked to Eve in the garden. And now you silly niggas running around here talking about, well, the snake deceived Eve. And look at all the other images of animals that's talking, and you niggas is running around here supporting that shit. You're putting your babies in front of the television watching animals talk. So now your children are being programmed to run around here thinking animals can fucking talk. So now they can easily be deceived when you take them to goddamn church and the old fucking lying-ass pastor telling them, oh, the snake deceived Eve in the garden, and your silly ass believing that bullshit. Fuck Whitey's Christmas. So there is no mystery God. There is no Santa Claus. And you damn so-called conscious niggas teaching your children, oh, it's Christmas, y'all. It's okay. It's for the babies. No, nigga, it's not okay. And as long as you continue to subject your children to the fucking lies, they're going to grow up to be liars. Huh? They're going to grow up to be untrustworthy as hell. Because their minds are so full of lies and deceit and deception, they don't know anything else but to lie, but to deceive, but to be deceptive. So now they easily accept these wicked-ass teachings of lies, deceit, and deception. It becomes a comfortability. So when the gods come, huh? When the Do the Knowledge Radio posse comes. We come with this teaching of there is no mystery God. We're challenging you to think. We're challenging the way you think. We're challenging the way you've been taught. Because as a slave, you must first realize that everything you have been taught is a what? Lie. Everything you have learned, you have been deceived. And your enemy is very goddamn deceptive. Just like a snake. Just like that same damn snake, they teach you that talk. Deceptive. Because you know damn well, if you see a talking snake, huh? If I see any goddamn animal talking outside of a damn African parrot or one of those type of animals that I can teach and train to talk outside of a parrot, man, listen, one or two things is going to happen. It's either going to wind up as dinner on the table, or it's either going to wind up as dinner on the table. You dig? Because I'll be damned if I stand by and start worshiping an animal that can talk. See? So if an animal can't talk, how is it that a God you cannot see talk? How is it a God that you have never seen with your physical eye? A God that you have never heard the voice of? A God that you've never felt the touch of? A God that you never smelled the scent of? You believe in some shit that you've never seen in your life. But you refuse to believe that the man you see every single day, your brothers, your uncles, your cousins, your neighbors, your homies, you refuse to believe that we are God? So on December 25th, your coon ass running around here talking about some Jesus was born today? Praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, wait a goddamn minute. Yeah, I mean, it's just simple mathematics here. If this so-called faggot was born on December 25th, and